You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
Greg O'Connor, the Labour MP for Oharu, told media over the past week that he thinks applying benefit sanctions to young job seekers is warranted. Labour Party leader Chris Hipkins is distancing himself from this MP's position, who emphasised on News Talk ZB that benefits are a good idea for those 20 and under. Hipkins has said he will speak to O'Connor about his comments, but so far he has not walked back on them. The government has also announced a restructure for Faikaha, the Ministry for Disabled Peoples. The restructure includes the ministry having its functions dramatically reduced, with responsibilities for services being passed onto the Ministry of Social Development. These support services comprise the bulk of Faikaha's budget and will be passed to MSD by October. Members of disabled communities and their whānau have spoken out about high levels of anxiety, especially considering the existing cuts to disability support in March. The ministry is still brand new, having only been established in 2022 by the last Labour government. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Carmel Cipollone about Labour MP Greg O'Connor's comments on benefit sanctions and the dismantling of parts of the Ministry of Disabled Communities. Labour MP Greg O'Connor told media that benefit sanctions aren't necessarily a bad thing. What is your response to that statement?
Yeah, I've spoken to Greg, and the reality is that we did maintain some sanctions. We still had work obligations, and there were mutual obligations between the state and the person on welfare. I think his comments were unfortunate because they gave the impression that he's supportive of extra sanctions, which we certainly are not supportive of as a party. And we were really clear that actually the sanctions that were still in place under us needed to be used sparingly and as a last resort. That is still our stance. And the trajectory that this government is on with applying them increasingly and causing more harm to families is not something we're supportive of.
Are you comfortable with people in the Labour Party expressing those views?
Well, I think that Greg misexpressed himself, to be honest. And when I had a chat to him, he was of the same mind as me, but clearly didn't articulate himself very well.
And over the past week, we've heard stories of benefit cuts happening because people have missed a single appointment or missed some arbitrary obligation. Is this acceptable?
No, it's not. And this is the danger of having a government that is so focused on being punitive towards beneficiaries. There's no duty of care to the people that are struggling the most and on welfare, no consideration for their circumstances and even for those that have children. And you end up in a situation where sanctions are used flippantly with no regard for the actual real-life impact that's going to have on someone's life.
MSD says this practice has been going on for a while. Were you comfortable when this type of thing happened under your watch?
And so we did get rid of the most discriminatory sanction, which was the subsequent child sanction. We had the intention of reviewing the sanction regime, but with everything that went on over the 6 years we were in, that's not the piece of work that we managed to get to. I always believe that there should be work obligations, but there needed to be a system in place where things like sanctions were used sparingly. What I don't like and I find abhorrent is that only one point of contact would be made, and if a person doesn't reply or doesn't get back to them immediately, that a sanction might be applied to that person. I mean, it just has real life lived experience, implications for that person. These people are already the lowest income earners in the country, struggling to pay rent, struggling to put food on the table. So it has real life implications for them.
The government is also slashing Faikaha, the Ministry for Disabled People, by removing staff, financial control and support services from the agency. What will this mean for disabled communities?
Well, firstly, they undertook a review which had no disabled people on it and no disabled people informing it. Then they come to the table with the recommendations and changes that have not been informed by disabled people. It takes progress back for disabled people decades. disabled people fought for the Ministry for Disabled People. They fought to have disability support services removed from the Ministry of Health and put into their new agency. Here have the government making this unilateral decision to uplift it and put it into another big agency that they're not comfortable with. On top of that, they're pausing Enabling Good Lives, and so that will mean that people don't get access to the right to individual decision making over how funding is used to help them thrive for their own purposes. And there's real discontent, real concern, and some anger actually amongst disabled people and disability communities.
What will this mean for people who are on a benefit because of their disability?
Well, that's one of the questions that's been asked. Right now, given the government's policy program for MSD, disabled people are feeling like the Ministry for Social Development is a hostile environment. Now, that doesn't come down to the staff that are working within the agency. That comes down to the policy agenda of the government and the culture that they are attempting to set. Now, if you uplift the over $2 billion worth of disability support services from Whaikaha and put it into that same ministry that they are currently feeling uncomfortable with, then of course there's going to be a high level of angst and concern from disabled people.
You mentioned the review, but what is the government's logic for dismantling this agency?
Well, I mean, they've given lots of rationales. One is that the agency wasn't set up appropriately. One is that it was basically just too big for the agency to be able to manage. Now, we need to keep in mind that if you wait till every duck is lined up and it's 100% ready to go, then quite often you'll never make a decision and nothing will be stood up. I was talking to an advocate and parent of a disabled person, Colleen Brown, recently, and she said to me she would have much rather that the ministry be set up ready to run, maybe not at 100%, but at least be set up. But the intention was always that the government needed to continue to get behind them. And what we're seeing here is that they're not getting behind them. They've stripped them of their biggest resource when they've only been up and running for 2 years. And it's not their fault that DSS, or Disability Support Services, was not working. It wasn't working in health. The Ministry for Disabled People needed to be supported to get it working. Quite interestingly, when I was listening to the CEO, she said they would have needed another 2 or 3 years before they'd have the infrastructure in place to be able to get it working. Well, actually, that would have been an achievement and a huge accomplishment, because the Ministry of Health had it for many, many years and was never able to get it working appropriately.
Will Labor commit to restoring the agency if re-elected in 2026?
Well, I think we need to be clear. The agency is still there, but it has been downscaled quite significantly with the changes that were announced. And certainly we would want to be looking at how we could power up, re-energise and get the ministry working in the way that disabled people wanted it to.
That was Labor's Carmel Cipollone on Labor MP Greg O'Connor's comments on benefit sanctions and the dismantling of parts of the Ministry of Disabled Communities.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.